one here, the rowdies one there. They kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there. Then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are kicking the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo, Family Dentistry, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Van Bortel Auto Group, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for being with us, and we've got a big show lined up tonight. We've got lots of news, a big, big announcement, if you haven't heard about it, about Abby Wambach. We're going to talk about that in just a second. We have news from the Rhinos, Major League Soccer, U.S. Soccer, the World's Game. Get ready for a big hour of soccer here on our show tonight. We have a big special guest as well. He is the CEO of U.S. Club Soccer and a former MLS executive with D.C. United and Toronto FC, Kevin Payne. We're going to talk about youth soccer at 7 o'clock, the Recognize to Recover program announced by U.S. Soccer last week about the youth game, including the controversial, and I do mean it's still controversial, proposal that kids will be banned from heading the ball if they're age 10 and under. We'll certainly be talking about that and a lot of things with Kevin Payne, so stay tuned. It's going to be a big interview. We're very happy to have Kevin with us on the show this evening. We'll also, of course, speak with the only journalist to cover all 20 MLS Cup Finals, Michael Lewis, and he was honored by MLS. We'll talk about that with Michael. We're very proud of him. And we're also, of course, going to talk about the other big news of the weekend, the U.S. Women's National Team match in Hawaii against Trinidad and Tobago being canceled due to the poor field conditions at Aloha Stadium. It's making huge news around the country, and we'll talk about that with Michael as well. And Dick Howard also had the latest international news. A lot of things to talk about tonight. Let's bring in Joe Sirianni, our host. And, Joe, boy, I don't know how we're going to fit it on an hour tonight.
Well, we're going to take one step at a time. We're going to talk about soccer, international and domestic. But before that, I want to say hello to one of our great listeners. The guy that I love so much is Michael. Michael, if you listen to me, just know that I love you very much, and I'm glad that you play soccer. So to Mike Femiano, congratulations for being a soccer player.
Thank you very much. And congratulations to Michael and all the soccer players in Rochester. This is, no matter what anyone says, this is still Soccer Town USA. And the Rochester Rhinos winning the championship, losing one game all season. We're back to where we were back in the day. So it's great that we're here tonight and talking about Abby Wambach, the big news that broke earlier today thanks to Jeff DeVeronica.
And you know, I can, you know, going back to the youth soccer, you know, Michael's playing soccer, but I remember when Abby Wambach was just a little girl that she used to play. I remember getting on the radio the first time when she was with Mercy, you know, with Charlie Shawn and I did an interview with her. We were sitting right next to her parents, and they were so proud. And I'm sure that, you know, today they are beaming because they are great parents. She's a great person from Rochester. She represents Rochester really well. She represents soccer in general for women. And, you know, just like you and I were talking about before, women's soccer is really driving soccer in the nation overall. So a lot of kudos to her, a lot of kudos to women's soccer, and a lot of kudos to all the little girls and all the little guys that are playing soccer and hoping to be a big star someday.
That's right. They all look up to Abby Wambach. And the news that broke today, December 17th, next Thursday night, Abby Wambach will be here in Rochester to celebrate, I guess, her first day of her retirement, because it's the day after her final match, which will be against China at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome in New Orleans next Wednesday. It's going to be held at the Rochester Riverside Convention Center. It's sponsored by the City of Rochester, hosted by MVP Healthcare, which is my healthcare provider, by the way. There's no tickets for this. It's completely free. Seats are first come, first serve. You also get free parking at the South Avenue Garage. And it's Abby's first public event in her hometown since the U.S. won the World Cup in July. The first 1,000 fans will get a commemorative scarf honoring Abby Wambach. So you want to get there early. It's going to be thousands and thousands of people at the convention. So that's why it's there, I'm sure, Joe, because it's the only place that can fit all the people that are going to want to wish Abby well. Of course, we're going to be there covering the event for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. So, again, it's next Thursday. It starts at 6 p.m. at the convention center. You got to be there and support Abby Wambach, who has brought so much notoriety to Rochester, New York, through her great play in the World Cup, her great play in the NWSL and the WSA and the WPS, all those different leagues.
It certainly is going to be, like I said before, is going to be a compliment to women's soccer in general. And certainly the city of Rochester is doing the right thing to promote her.
Absolutely. And speaking of women's soccer, I want to wish congratulations to Brighton native Charlotte Williams, member of the Penn State Nittany Lions. They won the national championship over the weekend, their first ever national title. So congratulations to Charlotte, a two-time Rochester Player of the Year. And also on the men's side for college soccer, which we don't talk about much, but the Syracuse Orange, for the first time ever, will be in the Final Four, the College Cup coming up this weekend. They are the ACC champions. They will take on Clemson, their rival from the ACC, on Friday night at 6 o'clock in the College Cup. So congratulations to the Orange, and it'd be great to see another championship come to New York along with the Cosmos and Cosmos B and the Rhinos. It'd be great to see a collegiate national champion here in upstate New York.
And certainly, you know, Rochester is blessed with all these great soccer players. And New York, unbelievable, the achievement that we have achieved this year with all the teams winning in Rochester, in
right.
New York.
And, of course, one of those teams being the Rhinos. But today, if you have not heard the news, the Rhinos, unfortunately, one of the key players for the Rhinos the past two seasons, he is moving on. Right fullback Pat McMahon was signed today by FC Cincinnati. They announced that today. So we wish Pat well in his future endeavors with FC Cincinnati. We'll probably be seeing him wearing the colors of FC Cincinnati in the USL this coming season.
But, you know, you have to do what is good, then you got to go where the money is. Exactly.
It certainly is. And speaking of money, we want to bring on right now a special guest who, thanks to his generosity with our show for a number of years now, we were able to stay on the air. And now he is, this year, our official title sponsor for our show. We mentioned a couple weeks ago, we brought in Dr. David Olivo as our title sponsor, and he's going to join us in just a moment.
But not only that, he's got gentle hands and sharp drills and a good staff, because, you know, every time I used to go to a dentist, I used to always have all these fears. I had to take pills to calm me down. Now I go over there and I just as calm, and the staff greets me. Then he comes over and he says, how we doing? Pull the chair backwards and here we go. I'm just no pain felt.
That's right.
And you know the same, because you go to him as well.
That's right. And Dr. Leva joins us now. Dr. Leva, thank you so much for coming on the show, and thank you so much for being our title sponsor for 2016.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. How are you guys doing tonight?
We're doing great. And besides, the other thing you didn't mention, Joe, is Dr. Leva was a soccer guy. He goes all the way back to the days of Chilai Youth Soccer back in, I won't say how old you are, Dr. Leva, but you know, you played
early
soccer.
Early 70s, I'll give you.
So you're one of the first youth players that worked with Chilai Youth Soccer under Ed Morante, the Lancers Hall of Famer. And tell us about how you got involved with soccer. Why did you decide to pick up soccer as your sport?
Well, growing up, you know, going through the neighborhood, living in the neighborhood, there was always plenty of kids to put a team together. And a soccer ball was the easiest thing to piece of equipment to have. So So that we'd just say, let's meet up at the elementary school and meet up at school and get together and kick the ball around. And from there, it just kind of went from there, and we joined the team. You know, my mother signed us all up to play. So,
you know, Dr. Olivo, it's really a pleasure to have you on the radio tonight, because it's people like you and people like Charlie Shano and the people that believe in soccer and that keep this program alive and soccer alive. I mean, I just we are so thankful, Andrew and I, that you are so kind to us and to Soccer Kick the Grass. And from the bottom of my heart, I got to tell you that, you know, that what I said before, pertaining to you having gentle hands, I mean that with all my heart, because anybody that needs a nice dentist, that is looking for a nice dentist, that you don't have to fear going to him, you are the one.
Oh, I appreciate that very much. That's very nice of you to say. It's great having you as patients.
I've been going to the practice since I was 3 years old, when it was late Dr. Barnes was the dentist, and his daughter Roseanne Stoll was the office manager all these years. And I know that you still support youth soccer very much with sponsoring a number of teams. Tell us about the teams that you sponsor and the kids that you support in the youth soccer these days.
Yeah, I support the youth program with Charlie Soccer, and which is what I grew up in. And so I support the boys and the girls, and they're called the Mighty Molars and the Plaque Attackers. So,
good names.
And I think it's just important, because it's a team sport. It teaches teamwork, teaches a discipline, and besides just being plain old fun. So
it is certainly a lot of fun. And I know we wanted to have you on to talk about that, but also tell us a bit about the practice and what you offer for all of the people in Rochester from a dental perspective.
Well, we offer a lot of the conventional services. We do dentures, we do cosmetic work, we do same day crowns, so single visit crowns. We have what's called a CEREC unit, and mills the crown right there while you're in the office waiting, so there's no temporaries or impressions. We do tooth whitening. We restore with implants. We do pretty much everything that you could possibly need. And the biggest thing that we work on in our practice is communication, making sure that you know what your options are, know your choices, understand the choices, and work together to make the best choice for you.
I could personally vouch for the crown, because Dr. Levo did a crown for me, and he did exactly what he said. It took about 2 hours, and they made it right there. And I remember back in the old day when my mom had crowns, and she had to go around with temporaries for weeks at a time. Because
some people still do that.
And they do. So it's, again, if you have to have that kind of work done, and it was, I didn't even need Novocaine for that. It took a little longer, but we managed to get the crown done, and it still does a great job.
I take Novocaine. No, I hate pain.
Yeah. But what's nice about that is there's no second visit, and so you don't need to leave work an extra time or anything like that. So patients really seem to like that.
So for all you kids out there who have, you know, what need a dentist, and you play soccer, this is the guy to go to. And your parents who have soccer players, this is a soccer guy, and he's played for years. He's promotes soccer and does a fantastic job as a dentist. Again, the office is located at 2005 Lyle Avenue in Gates. You get on 390 at the Lyle Avenue exit. You go right toward the city, and it's right there on the corner, right off the expressway, very easy to get to. The number to call is 328-3382, or you can visit the website at davidolivodmd.com. And throughout the next year or so, we're going to hopefully get some dental tips from Dr. Olivo during the show. We have some recordings and talk about a little bit about how you can keep those teeth nice and white, so when you take your team pictures, you can show off your pearly whites.
I can't believe how many people I see on television with beautiful-looking teeth. I don't see anybody with bad teeth. I wonder, Dr. Olivo, that one day you're going to give us the secret, and so our teeth can be just as beautiful. So,
okay.
In any event, we want to wish you a Merry Christmas, you and the staff, Happy Holiday, and again, thank you for making this show possible.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. I wish you guys a Merry Christmas as well.
Thanks very much, Doctor. I'll be seeing you in next year sometime, hopefully.
Sounds great.
Unless we get a toothache.
I don't get toothaches. Thanks a lot. Dr. David Olivo, our title sponsor here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we return, we will be joined by Dick Howard. We'll have the news around the world of soccer. A lot to talk about and some not-so-good news about my team, but, hey, I got a report on them anyway. So we'll talk about all that next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Abby Wambach. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL. Smiling inside. I'm so happy that you love me. Oh, yeah. Life is lovely when you're near me. Tell me you will stay. Make me smile.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team. L.A., Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore!
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Jai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality, and the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
Are you Christmas shopping for that special soccer fan? The USL champion Rochester Rhinos have great holiday specials just for you. The Rhinos are offering a holiday four-pack of tickets for just $20 that can be redeemed at the Salem Stadium box office for any 2016 Rhinos regular season home match. Rhinos season tickets and flex packs for 2016 are also on sale and make a great Christmas gift. Call the Rhinos at 454-KICK or visit rhinosoccer.com to purchase your tickets. The Rhinos will be back at Salem Stadium to begin defense of their USL title next spring.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
In our international report with Dick Howard, brought to you by our new title sponsor, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, 2005 Lyle Avenue in Gates. David Olivo, DMD.com is the website, and the number is 328-3382. Dick, big game today for your boys in blue at the against Palace, and all the goals have been 5 minutes.
It was a great competitive contest, actually, and Evan, not for the first time, I have to thank that man Lukaku, who scored his 50th goal in his 100th game for Everton today. But he's having a tremendous season, and my regard, one of the best competitive games I've seen for a long time in the Premiership. Crystal Palace are certainly a team that enjoy coming to Merseyside.
A 1-1 draw there, and the Premiership, we'll start talking about that. Because my cousin Buddy, he wants to hear about the Premiership, so I got to make him happy, Joe. Sorry.
Leicester City. Another wild weekend, Andrew, with some of the results.
Leicester City back on top again after Manchester City was shock loss to Stoke. And, of course, there was another match that was a sort of a shocking result.
We're not going to talk about that.
Yes, well, we got to mention, like I said,
should have been a penalty kick. They should have had a penalty.
Well, they said Bournemouth came in with a great game plan, and they executed it, and you got to give them a lot of credit. You know, a brand-new team coming in and playing against the champions, and they come into Stamford Bridge where very few teams win, and they did so, and they got a big match this weekend hosting Manchester United. That's on national television, so we'll
They've done exceptionally well. They try to play football, and it's a pleasure to see that with the team in the bottom of the standings, but they still try and play the football to get results, and they've certainly done it. They had that fabulous game against Everton, the 3-3 tie, and then copped it off by travelling to London and getting that 1-0 win over Chelsea. But certainly... You like to see teams like Bournemouth doing well because when you read of clubs like Bolton Wanderers that might go out of existence, because of financial problems, the game is having its challenges. So it's great to see the little guys doing well. And talking about little guys, Andrew, you, I'm sure, have seen the FA Cup draw today.
I did see the FA Cup draw today, and a seventh division team is potentially in the final draw for the main teams come in. Whitehawk, a seventh, they're in the hat for the FA Cup draw from the National League South.
Exactly. So and if they beat Dagenham and Redbridge, who are they going to be playing? Tough game. Everton.
I'll find it here. Everton, yes.
And then the other interesting one is Salford City. I saw their game against Hartlepool United last week on Friday, I think it was. And that's a team that's owned by several Manchester United players, notably Paul Scholes, who was in attendance at the game. They tied Hartlepool 1-1. They've got to go for a replay. But if they win that, they host Derby County at home. They were obviously wanting a game against Manchester United, but that was not to be.
But the
big result, and I think it's tremendous when you see this, Exeter City, again, Division 2, the fourth level of football, hosting Liverpool Football Club. They had a great win over Port Vale. And the Grecians, as they're known, St. James's Park is their stadium, 8,000 capacity. It'll be packed to the gunnels. They play in Exeter, in the lovely part of the country, actually, in Devon.
It's beautiful. I've been to Exeter. They have one of the best cathedrals in all of England is located in Exeter. The city is, I think, more known for rugby than football.
But they have a very good rugby program. The Exeter team are doing very well in the National Rugby League this year, yeah.
So Joe brought up a question. He said, how long does Mourinho have left? And I said, I say, that if the Chelsea does not get into the Champions League knockout stage, I think it's bye-bye Jose. I think that if he can't beat his, or at least tie his former team, Porto, they host him on Wednesday. All he needs a draw to get into the next round. They would be ahead of Porto, even if Dinamo Kiev manages to score six goals.
I think they will beat Porto. I think that... it's certainly within their capabilities. The one team that's really, I think, going to be challenged will be Manchester United. They've left it where they've got to go in and then get a result in Germany against Wolfsburg, which will not be easy. And there's three teams in contention for, the two spots to continue. And it's going to be a really challenging one. That they can do it if they put everything together, but they've been very inconsistent and they haven't scored too many goals. So it's going to be an interesting game, as will, the other English team that's having its challenges, of course, is Arsenal. And they've got to get a result against Olympiacos, which, again, is within their capabilities. And hopefully they will get the 2-0 margin would put them through because they're, with regards to goal difference, they have the edge, and that will be a very interesting game. But the others, of course, the big boys, they're all through, the Barthas, the Real Madrids. Roma, I think, will get through in Group E.
That's a tough one,
Joe. The one interesting one, Andrew, and you probably have been reading as much as I have, with Gary Neville taking over as the manager at Valencia, and they're still in contention. They've got to get the result in the game against Lyon. They host Lyon on Wednesday, but they've got to rely on the Belgium team Gent getting a result against Zenit Leningrad, so St. Petersburg.
Joe's all excited about qualified,
but what an interesting situation. The two brothers, the Neville boys, who would have thought that they would be coaching and managing a team from La Liga after spending many years playing for Manchester United?
Yep. Joe, I know you're excited about Juventus hosting, or they have to go to Sevilla. And Sevilla said that they're going to try to win that game because then they would get into the Europa League where they're the defending champions. Right. So,
well, it's going to be, I think the Juventus is finally found the niche, you know, that the cohesion of the players. I think that you're seeing a better team right now than previously seen. And, you know, I was going to ask Dick a question. You know, coaches, they come and they go. And they get recycled from one team to the other team. But at the end of the day, the coach's life is really a bad one. Only because, at least from Europe, the technical directors are the ones that pick the players up. Mm-hmm. How much influence you think, as far as you know, Dick, that the coach has in picking the players, you know, because a lot of money, you know, there is a question of money.
Yeah, well, a lot of it is tied in, I think, as you rightly mentioned. If in the hierarchy there is a director of soccer or a technical director working with the coach, and then above that you've got the owners, that the technical director reports to, you can get into some very interesting situations. And there have been cases where the coach has not got on with a technical director, and they've fallen out with one another, and the coach is the one that left the club. It'll be an interesting situation, of course, with the Neville brothers in Valencia, you know, because there they've got passionate fans, they've got a very political structure, almost as similar situation that you have with Real Madrid and Barcelona, with the power of the presidents. And they've got to negotiate that. Certainly if they get the results, and if they get a result on Wednesday, they certainly started off well with that 1-1 game against Barcelona at the weekend. But it is very challenging when you're reporting to somebody and that person maybe also has hankering to be the coach of the team.
Exactly. You know, you just said a little while ago, the coach is the one who pays the price. The players,
The coach slash manager. There's different terminologies that are used, but because in English football, a lot of the time, the manager is the one that does things off the field, and the coach is the one that looks after all the on-field preparation. But it certainly gets into the politics of the situation, and the bottom line is, of course, getting results.
Well, Dick, the matches on Tuesday, Wednesday, the Champions League, we'll see which teams qualify for the knockout stage. And, of course, finishing first is important because then you face a second-place team. So it's going to be interesting. I'm hopeful that there will be a result at Stamford Bridge and Chelsea will get through, because I think it's Mourinho's job is on the line. Even though they have next Monday, they play Leicester City in the battle of the champions versus the first-place side. But I don't know if Mourinho is going to survive if he doesn't get.
Don't worry, Andrew.
Stage.
They'll win.
No, I'm worried. I'm very worried. Losing to a promoted team like Bournemouth at home, when Chelsea never lost at home with Mourinho in the past.
Yeah, there's some strange things happening down at Stamford Bridge. I wonder what it must be, something in the air. But you don't need to worry. I confidence that Jose will come through, and I know Sir Alex Ferguson has also reiterated that Mourinho should stay at Chelsea. So encouraging words from one of the classy managers in the game who gave so much over the years.
Well, Dick, thank you so much. We'll have a lot to talk about next week when we talk about the knockout stage of the Champions League and whatever else is going on in the world of soccer. There's always something going on.
There's always something, guys, to talk about, isn't there? That's great.
Yes, there is.
That's for sure.
Thanks so much, Dick. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, guys. Ciao.
Bye-bye.
Ciao for now.
It's Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll have our special guest tonight, the head of U.S. Club Soccer, former MLS executive Kevin Payne. We'll be talking about youth soccer and all the changes being recommended by U.S. Soccer in the youth area. That's next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Greg Sutton, and you're listening to Soccer's Kick in the Grass.
Local sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1, W22 1CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home, built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's!
Hi, this is Kitty Van Bortle. When the time comes for you to buy a used car or truck, I really hope that you'll come to see me. The reason is very simple. You can trust me. You can depend on the fact that I will never sell you a vehicle that has trouble. If one does get past me, you let me know and I'll make it right. I don't care how long you've owned it. So please, don't worry. Just come to my place. I truly take the fear out of buying a used car.
VanBortleCars.com.
Whether you just found it or you've lived there for years, you'll never forget that feeling. It was something that made you realize this house would become your home. And since there's no place like it, it deserves protection just as special. A local Allstate agent can help you customize an Allstate house and home insurance policy and point out lots of ways to save, like the welcome discount. Sign up now and save even more.
Call East Rochester Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo at 585-381-3530 today. Coverage, discounts, and features are subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here with Joe Redcard Suriani. Still waiting on our special guest, Kevin Payne, from the president of U.S. Club Soccer, and a gentleman who helped with the founding of Major League Soccer back in the mid-90s. He's really done it all, so we'll have him on in just a few minutes. But since we have a couple of moments, Joe, let's just talk quickly about this U.S. women's soccer situation. I'm actually stunned that this happened. And I am totally 100% behind the women here for canceling the match. After the women lost Megan Rapinoe, probably the most important player on the U.S. women's national team, she's going to be out 6 months with an ACL tear that happened in practice, again, on a substandard field. And I'm not I'm not happy about this. As I said, women's soccer in this country, this team, they're the most recognized players. They're the face of soccer in this country, and it's like they're being treated like second-class citizens, and it's not right at all.
Andrew, I totally agree with you. If you talk to all the kids, that they, you know, all the kids that play soccer right now, if you ask them whether it's like girls or boys, they're going to tell you that you know, they know who Miami is, they know who Rapino is, they know all the women players. They have a hard time, as I do, knowing some of the players that on the men national team. You know, so you know, U.S. soccer, for some reason, is using the women team as a second class kind of citizen. Where the reality, the thing is that the woman team, women's soccer, is on the rise. And if they were giving them a little more support, financial and otherwise, you will find that the team will be able to pay more money. They would have to do more things, more games, more everything. And it will make the league stronger.
Well, just remember what Abby and some of the women said, Abby especially, that they were unhappy, very unhappy, that they had to play the World Cup on artificial turf in Canada, that they weren't playing on grass fields. And the game is meant to be played on grass because for many reasons. And, I mean, Joe, you were in the day in the NASL where they were playing on basically on cement at Giant Stadium. That turf there, you can't play. That's no soccer field. You can't play soccer on that.
It's hard on the legs. It's hard on the conditioning. It's hard on everything. It shortens the people playing soccer because of injuries that they sustain and on hard pounding the feet. And a payment that doesn't give. So it's very important that the game is played. Unfortunately, in North America, though, just like in Rochester and in Canada as well, we have a lot of snow, and the games are played during the spring and summer. So at that time, they should have natural grass in the field. You know, I don't like indoor soccer only for that reason. I think it's a great game. I think that it's a best game. But indoor soccer is just like playing in a basketball court. That's, you know, basketball players are affected by the same thing that we got. You know, the soccer right now got with artificial turf.
Right. The ACL injuries are becoming more and more prevalent, especially with women. And so, I mean, you have a player of the caliber of Megan Rapinoe who the U.S. doesn't have a player who can replace her. She's a one-of-a-kind player of this team. She runs the midfield. And her being unavailable, and she's doubtful for the Olympic Games, which would be a big loss for this team, especially with, you know, Abby's retirement. So, I mean, again, I'm not trying to blame U.S. soccer here. It's just, again, it's like running a project. There's things you have to do in advance of every match. One of the things you do is inspect the field. You do it in advance. I mean, Aloha Stadium, you were there, Joe, back in the 70s. I mean, it's not the same turf, but still, it's not a soccer stadium. It's a football stadium. And it's a lot different playing college football that the University of Hawaii plays at Aloha Stadium or the Pro Bowl than playing soccer on it. And the Ope Solo was showing where the seams where the turf is, she was lifting it up, literally lifting it up. And it was not tied down. If somebody trips on that, it could be the end of a career.
Exactly. I think they did the right thing of not refusing to play.
Well, you know what they did after that? The next day, I believe on the Sunday, they went and had an open practice at the west part of Oahu. It was on a grass field, and it was open up to the public. There were hundreds of maybe thousands of people there to see them practice, and they signed autographs afterwards. And it was a goodwill gesture. Because, I mean, they were in Hawaii for at least like five, six days.
At least they had a good vacation.
Well, I don't know if it was a vacation. Weather. They were supposed to play. But they had some nice pictures. If you look online, you can see them. Some shots of the girls out on the Waikiki Beach and things like that. But hopefully this will change. I mean, it's just like with FIFA, that they treat women's soccer secondarily to men. And I've said before, I think it might be a good idea to put a woman in charge of FIFA. Maybe things would change because women's soccer is the biggest sport there is for women in the world. and we have the best athletes. Our women's soccer athletes are the best athletes we have in this country. You know, no offense to the track and field and the gymnastics and the swimmers and all that, but it's a different mentality. It's a different type of athlete.
It's a team player. First of all, soccer is a team player. You know, individually, when you are an individual athlete, everything depends on you. So you train and you practice and you do all the things that you do in order to condition yourself to be the best that you can ever be. Soccer player, they got to do the same thing. And they have to accustom themselves and cure themselves to play with teammates. You can't be an individual in a soccer in a soccer team. You are one of 11. So you have to be able to be a team player.
That's right.
Everybody has a different role in soccer, of course. And you know, there are some people that are team players. They never get any accolades whatsoever, because the only people that the fans recognize is the guys that score the goals or the goalkeeper that saves, that make a great save.
Or David Beckham.
Yeah, or David Beckham. nobody really understands that it's just like a motor. You know, if you don't put gas in the motor, you don't run. And if you don't have somebody steering the thing, which is the midfield, if you don't have anybody steering the automobile, then, you know, you just don't go nowhere, or you get into an accident. So you got the defense, you got the midfield, and you got the forward.
That's right. Look at the MLS champion Portland Timbers, a team that had no players on the best 11. They had no players starting in the All-Star game, but yet they won the MLS Cup yesterday. It was a team effort that took all 11 guys to make that happen for the city of Portland, their first ever championship after 40 years of being a soccer city. So congratulations to the men's side. The women, of course, the Portland Thorns won the NWSL title, being the Western New York Flash a couple years ago. But we want to say with the women will play Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, against TNT Trinidad and Tobago from the Alamo Dome in San Antonio. It's on ESPN2. Then the women will play China in their final two games of the year. Sunday, 7 p.m. kickoff on ESPN2 against China from University of Phoenix Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. That's the home of the Arizona Cardinals, by the way. And then the final match, Abby Wambach's final match of her career, will be next Wednesday night, 7 p.m. East Central, 8 p.m. Eastern against China from the Superdome in New Orleans. Again, that will be on Fox Sports 1. And if you hadn't heard from the beginning of the show, next Thursday night, Abby Wambach will have a reception. Her first day of her retirement, it'll be at the Convention Center, downtown Rochester, free of charge, starting at 6 p.m., free parking at the South Avenue Garage. First 1,000 fans get a free commemorative Abby Wambach scarf. So mark your calendars to be there to say thank you to Abby for a great career and kick her off to the next part of her life. And who knows what that's going to be.
She's going to be a coach.
No, I don't think so. I think she's going to be the president of FIFA.
I hope so.
I hope so, too. I think it would be they could do probably no better than having Abby Wambach be in charge of the sport we love. So next, we'll try to get Kevin Payne on for next week's show if possible. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go next to Michael Lewis after this break, the man who's covered all 20 MLS Cups. We'll talk about the MLS Cup final and Michael's accolades as well, because he was honored by Major League Soccer. We're very proud to have him.
What a great guy he is.
Part of our show. So that's next, U.S. Soccer Report, Michael Lewis on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Becky Edwards, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL. You will hear her say,
come out everyone and play with me, I haven't long to stay.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Western New York Flash and Salvatore's have teamed up for a very special Christmas offer for our soccer fans. When you purchase one or more Flash season tickets by Christmas Day, you will receive a year of free pizza from Salvatore's of $200 value. Season tickets start at just $100, so this is an offer not to be missed. To buy your Flash season tickets and get free Salvatore's pizza for a year, call the Salem Stadium box office at 454 Kick the Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Hi, this is Kitty Van Bortel. When the time comes for you to buy a used car or truck, I really hope that you'll come to see me. The reason is very simple. You can trust me. You can depend on the fact that I will never sell you a vehicle that has trouble. If one does get past me, you let me know and I'll make it right. I don't care how long you've owned it. So please, don't worry. Just come to my place. I truly take the fear out of buying a used car.
VanBortelCars.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be part of it. New York, New York.
In our U.S. Soccer Report brought to you tonight by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria. Over 30 locations in the Rochester area, but only one number to remember, 234-5555, or go to salvatores.com. If you're hungry, that's the place to go. Anytime you want some good food, Salvatore's. A lot of locations around the area support Soccer Sam and his industry. One of the top pizzerias in the United States.
Great pizza. Great pizza.
Great subs, too. Yep. You get some excellent subs. And, of course, the sauce is delicious.
We patronize the one over here on Buffalo Road. So
it's a brand new one.
The brand new one there. So great pizza.
And Michael, service. Congratulations on your accolades. And, boy, how's that watch running?
I'm afraid to wear it. I'm not used to getting something like that. It was a tremendous gesture from the league, and I appreciate it. It's a humbling moment. I don't go out and cover events for the glory of it. Yes, there is ego involved, like any other writer, to write the best story possible, but it's the highest league we have in the United States and North America, and to me, you cover the championship game. Back in the day, way, way back in the day, I covered six consecutive soccer bowls when the Lancers and the NASL were around. So it's nothing new for me, and I just hope to continue it. And I know someday someone will probably wind up covering, after I retire, someone will cover more MLS Cups than me, and that's fine. I want to see this sport grow, and the only way to do that is to have other crazy writers like that cover the sport for as many years as possible.
Cool. So was this from the league? Look at Joe. This was a gift from the league and Don Garber to you for the 20 years?
Yes, it was. I didn't see it coming at all. Like I said, it was a very nice and tremendous gesture by the league. What can you say?
Say congratulations.
I never got a perfect attendance award before. This is the first time I ever did. Going to school, I always found a way to probably be sick a couple times a year. But, it's an honor for me, definitely.
You get your name up in lights, too, from that picture you sent me from the – from the stadium in Columbus.
Yeah, as a colleague of mine said that you know, we learn in journalism very quickly and very early that we're not supposed to be the story, but he understood what was happening. And a funny thing happened in the press box. My colleagues applauded me, and someone said, "Wow, that's the first time I ever heard cheering in the press box." And, of course, you hear about the old saying, there's not supposed to be any cheering in the press box. And we had a lot of fun with that. And you know, to me, it's all about the game, though. It's about the game and the players. I've always said that. I said it way back when I was covering in Rochester. That's what it's about. Anyone in the media, their job is to relay the story, their interpretation of the game, whether they're writing a game story, a feature story, or an analysis or a column about it. So that's our duty. And I'll always keep saying it's all about the players.
Mike, I just got to say that many years ago, you made me very happy because you wrote a story about me and opened my house to all the players that came over here, and it was a compliment not only to me but it was to my family as well, because that's what I did. But the question that I wanted to ask you is, you know, being a journalist, I mean, it's very difficult to be unbiased, I would think, to remain unbiased. What does it really, what motivates you, and how do you separate yourself from being biased to one team or the other?
You're absolutely right. We're human beings, and we're going to be biased. I mean, you try and be neutral. When we write a story, we are looking for an angle, which is a slant toward one way or the other. I think, you know, some of us maybe might be born with trying to be taking the middle road as possible. I'm talking about now just as a game story. I'm not talking about a column or anything like that. You're deliberately having an opinion, like Bruno Snyder's had. I don't think he ever wrote a piece that didn't have an opinion, quite frankly. But it's something you hone over the years, that you learn, you try and be as middle of the road as possible. I don't mean bland, but, you know, you want to give the best possible story. It's funny, though, I do root for the home team, as I like to say, and what I mean by that is the home team being me. I want to, you know, write the best possible story, and there's sometimes in the 70th minute of the match, you know, I say, "I've got my story. Do not do anything else on the field, guys. No more scoring, no yellow cards or red cards. I've got my lead." And my colleagues who are sitting beside me get a good laugh out of that. Sometimes it doesn't always work like that. But it's not an easy thing to be unbiased, because, again, we are human beings and we are biased, even by the smallest amount. But I just try to write the best possible story that I can with the God-given talents that I have. And, I can't speak for other writers, but that's what I do.
Well, Michael, unlike the USL final where the game changed in stoppage time and everybody had to rewrite their stories, the story was pretty much written yesterday after the first part of the first half with the three goals. And, boy, again, if you didn't get in your seat in time or you turned the game on a little bit late, of course, the game started 20 minutes later than they were supposed to. But it was what a start to the game. And, you know, I think it's probably very unexpected that something like that would happen with the first goal, which was a terrible goalkeeping blunder, to the second goal, which everyone is talking about that goal specifically, that it was a missed call, that the ball was clearly out into touch and the goal shouldn't have stood. But it was certainly a great cup final to write about, and a lot of great stories came out of it.
Oh, no, definitely. You know, first of all, before we get into the goals, Portland winning for the first time ever, that they had their first franchise in the North American Soccer League in 1975, and the fans, there were a bunch of great fans in that city, waited four decades to win their first title at any level. Just to give you an idea of how far back that is, 1975 was the first year I covered the Lancers, so it's been a while. But God bless them. About the goals, no one expects it, things like that to happen in the opening minute. It just goes to show that, you know, you've got to be focused from the opening kickoff. The Columbus Crew did it to the Red Bulls in the first game of their Eastern Conference final series last month. And guess what? This time Portland did it in a different way, but definitely got Columbus back. It's interesting because I got a chance. It reminded me of what occurred at the 1977 Soccer Bowl in Portland, ironically. I wound up sitting in the auxiliary press box behind one of the goals because the regular press box could not hold all the extra writers. And I wasn't very, very happy with the fact that I wasn't sitting in the regular press box. But guess what happens in front of me? Steve Hunt of the New York Cosmos picks the pocket of goalkeeper Steve Chersky of the Seattle Sounders and scores one of the most amazing goals that I had ever seen. Now, I'm not going to say that yesterday's goal was exactly the same, but it was definitely in the same orbit. And guess where I was sitting? With the rest of the media, because they had to put together a makeshift press box for all of us because there isn't one big enough in Columbus at the stadium, behind the goal where the goal was scored. And I just figured, well, after 37 years or so, what comes around goes around. You just shake your head. But that's a devastating goal because for so many reasons, and I really think it shook the confidence of Columbus, never really recovered. Yes, that second goal, it should have been a throw-in for Columbus. The ball went out of bounds. We figured it out afterwards, looking at the replays, and it was clearly over the line, and I think the linesman, people call him the assistant referee, but I'll call him the linesman, he blew the call, or didn't make the call, unfortunately, and should have, and that changed the complexion of the game, but you've got to live with it. I give Greg Berhalter a lot of credit. He said he didn't see the play, he was not familiar with it, and wasn't going to complain about it. Tough call for them, though.
Certainly. I thought, though, Columbus was going to, when Kamara scored, I thought they were going to come back and win that game. I really did. But they just, the Portland played a perfect game, really. I mean, except for that one mistake where they gave up the goal. They were in total control of the match, Joe, and
I
watched it. They played with tremendous confidence, and they never let Columbus
get a good
look for a second goal.
They wanted to win. And if you look at the way they attacked the ball, carrier, you know, there was two or three people converging on the ball carrier. You know, that's hustle. Okay, that's hustle. And they deserve to win, I believe.
Well, Michael, another season is come and gone. And now, months from now, we'll be starting up again down in the warm climes of Florida, probably. And, you know, we've got a lot of things happening in the league. And hopefully we'll see a lot better soccer in 2016 with MLS and the NWSL as well. It's going to be quite a year coming up, I think, for soccer next year.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I could use a few weeks off, if not a little more, just to recharge the batteries, and I think probably a lot of us do need it.
Are you going to go on vacation, Mike?
My vacation is going to be here in my house for a while. Enjoy the holidays, catch up on a lot of things, and sometimes it's good to stay at home, a staycation, as they call it, and nothing wrong with that. I'll still be doing work, but maybe not as intense.
You can get up to Rochester next Thursday. Abby Wambach's doing a free reception at the convention center for all her fans after the day after her retirement. So if you can get up here, we'd love to see you. So, Michael, thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week.
My pleasure, gentlemen, as always. Thank you.
Thanks, Michael.
Have a buona notte.
Michael Lewis here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. You can hear Michael and Dick Howard every week on our show with the U.S. Soccer Report and International Report as well. Also, thanks to Bob D'Angelo at WYSL and Dr. David Olivo, our title sponsor. We'll hopefully get Kevin Payne on in the future to talk about youth soccer. And next week, who knows what we're going to have on the show. We'll let you know on our website, soccerisakickinthegrass.com. WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM is where you hear our show every Monday at 6:30. Live on the web again at our website, soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Have a good night, everybody.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors, the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Van Bortle Auto Group, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We'll be right back.